The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
Rice, I think we've got Cian Fahey with us. Cian, good morning.
Good morning, Jar. I'm glad to share a stage with legends of Irish rugby such as Matt McKelly and Ron Nogar. This is where I belong, I believe.
Yeah, well, look, rugby was always your true calling, right?
I have a rare claim to fame that neither of them have, where I played every single position, 1 to 15, in a single season. So either I wasn't good enough to have my own position, or I was good enough to play everywhere.
All right, very good. Come here, this, we're trying to set the table for not just the casual fans, but for the informed fans as well, about what they should be looking out for at the weekend. This weekend, there's no dross left. It's nothing but good teams, and it should be good games, right?
Presumably, but that's not always the way it works. I do think we'll get some good games this weekend. I do think there's some really good matchups. The irony of it is the matchup that's like the biggest game of the weekend and the matchup that's the late game over here, that's the one that would be difficult for people to watch, is the Breeze and Brady matchup with the Saints and the Buccaneers. So if you're kind of picking and choosing what games you're going to watch, I think that's probably the one you'd put at the last or to the bottom of the list. And you could actually focus on the other games because I think they'll be better. It's a simple matter of the Saints have blown the Buccaneers out in their first two matchups, and both of those quarterbacks, Breeze a lot more than Brady, are way past their prime. So I think if you're a casual viewer and you're looking at these games, you probably think Saints-Buccaneers is the big one. It's probably not.
Okay, so you're making the case that the best coach in the NFL takes center stage this weekend, but Bill Belichick's gone. I mean, he's got his own center stage over the last week or so, but he's not. Who are you talking about?
So Bill Belichick is the best coach in the NFL, probably, and the best coach in NFL history. And Bill Belichick, the only thing I don't understand about Bill Belichick is what he talks about with Donald Trump when they're having dinner together or whatever it is, because he's the smartest man you'll ever come across. But in the NFL, the only one who's smarter than him is Andy Reid off of a bye. When Andy Reid has an extra week to prepare, he is simply phenomenal. His record is incredible. The points scored every game after a bye is incredible. And this is something over his whole career. It's not just in Kansas City. It's not just a Patrick Mahomes. Even when he had Alex Smith, he was pulling teams apart and just destroying teams. So when Andy Reid's coming off a bye, he generally gets everything right in terms of his game plan. But he also has these wrinkles. So Andy Reid is famous for going away each year and coming back with a brand new play that no one's ever seen before. And this year, it's having Patrick Mahomes run sideways at the snap and catch the ball while moving in one direction, something that's just bizarre because you've never seen it before. And then sometimes he'll pivot back off of that and throw the ball in a different direction. So chances are Andy Reid's going to have something completely different for the Cleveland Browns this week. And he's probably going to need it because they've got Myles Garrett in Cleveland. And Myles Garrett is a freak pass rusher defensive end. He's 6'5", 280 pounds, whatever he is, just complete muscle, complete athlete who's going to destroy Eric Fisher in a one-on-one matchup. If that's a fair matchup, where Garrett has time to get to Mahomes, the Browns will think they have a chance of actually disrupting this offense a little bit. In reality, it's probably going to be a little bit of a mismatch, though, because the Browns were quite lucky last week. The snap going over Roethlisberger's head was a free touchdown at the start of the game. One of Roethlisberger's interceptions was a tipped pass. Roethlisberger, in general, was really, really bad in the game. You don't expect to get that from Patrick Mahomes. The only solace you have going against Andy Reid this week off of a bye is when they came off a bye last week, or this time last year, the Chiefs got a really slow start and let the Houston Texans get out to a really big lead. So you might get that drama, but that hinges on Tyreek Hill dropping passes, Travis Kelce dropping passes, the running game not working the way you expect it to in Kansas City. I think that'll be a high-scoring game, and Kevin Stefanski, I believe, should be back at least. So that will help the Browns, whereas he wasn't there last week and they were missing half of their coaching staff because of COVID.
Didn't seem to slow them down too much. Go on, Owen, sorry.
Well, just on that point you make about Mahomes and the snap innovation from Andy Reid, is it sometimes innovation for the sake of it from Andy Reid, or is he genuinely a forward-thinking genius that no one can actually catch up with?
No, he's a genius. So one of his plays over recently. So you know that if you've watched any NFL, you'll have seen the play where the wide receiver runs across the formation and the ball is snapped and the quarterback just pops it forward. And it's a pass, but it's not really a pass because the quarterback just catches it and the ball covers about 3 inches of space in the air. And the receiver runs across the field and generally runs into space and runs to a touchdown. That's what Andy Reid brought that in a couple of years ago. And then he built off of that where you have the same look, the same receiver coming across the field, and he doesn't give the ball to the receiver, but instead he moves to the right. And the whole play is going to the right, and then he flips the ball inside to his tight end underneath, and that becomes a screen. and the tight end runs into massive space. And you had another play a couple of years beforehand where you did all the same kind of stuff, but it happened further downfield where the receiver would actually, or where the tight end would be running down the middle and everything had been pulled apart to the side. Everything Andy Reid does is ridiculous. Everything Andy Reid does is completely bonkers before it's been done, and it sounds like it shouldn't work, but it's all done with a specific purpose. He's an incredibly, incredibly good coach. He's the offensive version of what Belichick is, where Belichick is a defensive genius who does things that no one expects on defense, and Reid does it on offense.
Okay, so that's the, everybody should be looking out for that, because anytime you get to watch Patrick Mahomes, you should watch him. There's only going to be 100 and whatever number of games that he plays in his career, maybe a couple of hundred, and you should watch every single one of them because he is an absolute superstar, genius, like Messi-level talent. Stephon Diggs versus the Ravens secondary is next on your list. Stephon Diggs, one of the players of the season.
Stephon Diggs, possibly the best receiver in the league right now this year. Like, DeAndre Hopkins got killed a little bit in Arizona because Cliff Kingsbury doesn't allow him to run deep routes or run intermediate routes. So you kind of look at Hopkins, although Beckham got injured, Diggs had an incredible year. And so the big problem here for the Ravens is they love playing man coverage. And you saw it last week against the Titans where Anthony Firkser had that huge play and A.J. Brown went off a little bit because they're playing man coverage, which means it's predictable. You know what you're going to get. Against most offenses, the Ravens can do that and then suffocate you with their pass rush because most teams don't have Stephon Diggs. But if you have Stephon Diggs out there, he's going to get open within his first couple of steps. And now Diggs didn't have a great game last week. He had a couple of big plays, but he wasn't 100%. I think he's going to be healthier this week. And the thing about this is one thing's going to win out. It's either going to be the Ravens' aggressiveness is going to win out in the pass rush, and then the coverage is going to hold up Diggs up just enough. Or Diggs is going to get to go against Marcus Peters and burn him, or he's going to get to go against Marlon Humphrey in the slot and actually get to work against him, which is an incredible matchup. It's two of the best players in the league. So the fascinating aspect of this, last week you saw kind of Josh Allen being limited a little bit by the Colts defense, where they got him to, I think they were 2 of 9 on third down, and the Colts did that by dropping everyone off, by rushing four, only being very passive in coverage and not trying to blitz Allen too much. Darius Leonard had a great game covering a huge amount of space over the middle and then adjusting their coverage off of that. This week, it's going to be a completely different style. These are two, like the Colts defense and the Ravens defense are probably the two best defenses in the AFC. But the Ravens have the kind of Rex Ryan style where they want to set a bomb off in the pocket, where they want 6 and 7 guys to be coming after you in the pocket, where they want to show you one thing before the snap and do something completely different after the snap. Whereas the Colts were kind of like, line up, we're going to play coverage, rush four, everyone sit back and force them to work the ball underneath. This is going to be big plays in one direction. It'll either be interceptions and fumble recoveries for the Ravens defense, or it'll be Josh Allen hitting Stephon Diggs wide open downfield, as well as Gabriel Davis, who's had a great game last week.
Okay, again, also really worth watching out because the quality of the quarterbacks, not to mention the stuff that you've just talked about too. Brady versus Breeze, final time. What's going to happen?
Isn't it mad I went through that game and didn't even mention Lamar Jackson? He was ridiculous last week as well. Brady and Breeze, this is a difficult one to sell. Like I said beforehand, the Saints blew the Buccaneers out a couple of times, which is a little bit illogical because on paper, you would think the Buccaneers are a better team. Like these are our divisional rivals, so they were first and second in their division. The Saints have much better defense, I think, overall, even though maybe the matchups will dictate otherwise. Offensively, the problem last week for the Saints was Drew Brees is just not where he once was. You had a couple of big mistakes from him. You had that drive at the end where they were trying to force a touchdown that didn't really need to score. And it was very much about getting the offense clicking and getting the offense moving because it hadn't been great against the Bears to that point. You turned to Taysom Hill again. Taysom Hill had a wide open touchdown, but instead he fumbled the ball and had a turnover because he held the ball that moment too long. These kind of moments will give the Buccaneers life and give them opportunity. The Buccaneers beat Washington and they did pretty well to beat them because that Washington team is a difficult opponent. It's just like Brady's playing well as well. Brady's playing better than Breeze, but it's just they're still just not clicking. Like they were missing Ronald Jones last week. He'll be a big key for them this week because as much as Leonard Fournette was a high draft pick and is a big body and can run between the tackles, he doesn't have that same dynamic ability as Ronald Jones. So if they get Ronald Jones back, I think they'll need to try and win this as a high-scoring game. I'm not sure it's going to be able to do that. It's a game that I feel is possibly just to being played to see who can lose to against the Packers, to be honest.
Okay, well, that's interesting because it brings us to our last point. It's going to be Jalen Ramsey, who the Rams spent a couple of first-round draft picks to try and acquire against Davante Adams, who's the other candidate for best receiver in football at the moment in that game. And you're telling me that it's going to end up going Green Bay's way?
Yeah, and it's actually sort of a funny thing I mentioned that, because the Buccaneers did blow up the Packers this year, and that was the only game in which Aaron Rodgers played poorly. Like, actually, maybe in Week 17 he played poorly as well, but they weren't really playing for anything then. And that's why Rodgers is going to be the MVP. He's been incredible this year. And the primary route that Rodgers has taken is going through Devontae Adams, and Adams has had a great year as well. He's dropped a bunch of passes, but it hasn't really mattered that much because he's made so many big plays as well. And the value that Adams offers over the rest of the receivers in Green Bay is the quickness, that ability to get off the line in an instant, that ability to make very sharp cuts, that ability to turn in a dime and make the cornerback keep going downfield as you stop and come back to the ball. And if you have Jalen Ramsey, Jalen Ramsey's quality isn't really his quickness. He's not like Darrelle Revis was years ago. He's closer to Richard Sherman, where he's big, he's strong, he's got long arms. He wants to get his hands on you, and he wants to control you. He went against DK Metcalf last week. Metcalf scored 2 touchdowns, but neither of them were really on Ramsey. Metcalf overall was frustrated on the day, and it was largely because of what Ramsey did to him. And that's a perfect matchup for him, because Metcalf is huge, and Metcalf wants to out-physical you, whereas Adams is a little bit more subtle and wants to confuse you and go one way and show you the other way and go and make quick turns and get into tight spaces and then explode out of them into wide open space. So I think while Adams will win that matchup, I think the presence of Ramsey might force the offense to go elsewhere, and you might see a bigger game from Aaron Jones or from Robert Tonyan, who's had a breakout year tight end. The other receivers there aren't really reliable, but you don't know what you're going to get from them week to week. The other key there is Aaron Donald went out of last week's game, so if he's not fully healthy, the Rams probably have no shot.
All right, good stuff, Kian. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks a million.
Thanks, guys.
Kian Fahey giving us some thoughts ahead of the NFL weekend this weekend. It's just gone 9 o'clock, 2 minutes past this Thursday morning on OTB AM.
The OTB Podcast Network, with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural, protein-powered chicken bites.